The hologram disappeared. Kai leaned back in his chair, rubbing his chin and thinking. He heard the soft chime that indicated an incoming message and was instantly alert.
Saba Kai, said Anax. Abeloth wishes to speak with you privately.
Her bright eyes were on him, her quick mind doubtless racing two steps ahead, wondering about the outcome of this particular conversation. Kai nodded. He had expected this, too.
I will receive her in my quarters, then.
A few moments later, he was in the austere captain's quarters of the Black Wave. He took a moment and steadied himself for the interview. Settling down at a small desk, he said aloud,
Transmit.
Patching her through, sir,
Anax replied promptly. Idly, he wondered if the Kashiri was eavesdropping. He had expected a holographic appearance, but Abeloth chose to communicate through audio only.
Saba Kai.
Her voice sounded better than it had when they'd made their agreement to work together. Stronger, more in command, less wounded. Kai slammed down that line of thinking at once.
Abeloth, I have heard from Lord Vol.
I know,
she said, confirming what he had suspected, that she had sensed the conversation already.
It did not go as well as you had expected.
Say rather, it did not go as well as one could have hoped, Kai corrected.
I do hope that he is not denying me the chance to visit your world after all.
Quite the contrary. He has insisted that Kesh, and primarily Tav, be granted 3 days to prepare for your arrival, that the Sith may welcome you as the honored guest you are.
You suspect he is lying?
It was a very dangerous game Gavar Kai was playing. Above all else, he wanted to ensure his own personal success. Nay, simple survival if it came to that. He had always been fiercely loyal to his people, but his experiences with Abeloth had also opened his eyes to the vast power she could wield. Ideally, he could bring the two together, but he had to always be aware that conflict could again erupt between Abeloth and the Lost Tribe. And if that did happen, he needed to make sure he was on the side of the victor. While lies were useful, sometimes the truth could be even more so. So he told the truth.
I do not think he is lying. It is a cultural tradition to have great celebrations for momentous occasions. There are always parades and parties and so on. And certainly, Lord Vol is very well aware that choosing to ally with you is an extremely important moment for the Sith.
But 3 days seems like a long time to ask so apparently honored a guest to wait.
There was irritation in her voice, and he could feel it, cold and affronted in the Force.
Such preparations do take time, he said. I do not know what he plans.
And that much, at least, was as true as the sun rising, although Tola Anax probably could give him a list of possible ideas.
Very well. We shall give Lord Vol his 3 days. I must admit, I think I will enjoy seeing so elaborate a celebration. It is good to be honored and respected.
Indeed, it will be a joyous occasion. I've been told that there will be a parade, and afterward, a masquerade.
A moment, then a chuckle.
A masquerade. How fitting. Yes, I will definitely enjoy this.
I can safely say it will be unlike anything you have seen before.
Of course. I'm sure so isolated a world must have developed unique traditions.
The way she said isolated made it sound like backward. Kai forced down any hint of resentment at her condescension.
This is your world, Saba Kai. I know you have other family besides your daughter. You will be visiting before the celebration.
I am the leader of this flotilla, Kai said. I had not planned to, no.
Do.
It was couched as a suggestion. Kai knew it was not.
And any others you think would appreciate the chance to visit should do so as well. I do not think that I will be tarrying over long.
As you wish, said Gavar Kai, wondering for the 100,000th time just what she meant.